Okay, Allie. Yeah, we'll see you in a week. Uh-huh. Well, have fun in Connecticut, and you do what Grandma tells you, okay?
Or you'll be sent back to this Grandma.
Oh, no, honey, he's kidding. Okay, honey, we love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you're not even packed. Amy's going to be here any second.
Well, I'm packed.
That's it?
All I need is my golf clothes. The rest of the time, I'm going to be naked, letting your eyes enjoy the party.
There better be booze at that party. Amy, are you all right?
I'm great. I'm on my way over here to drive you guys to the airport for your romantic getaway. Of course, I'm able to do that on a Friday night because Gianni and I broke up.
Oh, Amy, really?
Yeah? Oh, man. That's tough. Should we get going?
Here's the thing. I kind of had to abandon my car in this 50-foot snowdrift, then walk 20 blocks to get here, ruin my new shoes, got frostbite on my pinky toe, and, oh, right before my car battery died, the guy on the radio said, here's the part you'll care about. The airport's closed.
What? Oh, no!
Yes. So I lost my car, my shoes, not to mention my boyfriend, for nothing. And I'll die alone with 9 toes.
What was that?
I think the power just went out.
Man, you are nothing but bad news today.
Oh, Amy, such a nice surprise.
Hi, Bree. Hey, Frank. Nice fire.
I like fire. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah.
Amy, you know, there's only so much I can do without electricity. But I was able to make some ham and cheese sandwiches, turkey sandwiches, roast beef sandwiches, and of course there's macaroni salad, potato salad, and of course regular salad, and there's pies and cookies and cake for dessert.
Ma, you're 2 pickles away from opening a deli.
So good. You guys got to get in on some of this.
I am hungry. You people don't need food. All you need is my world-famous spiced rum punch.
Oh, boy, don't get that close to the fire.
You know how sometimes your mother's voice sounds like an air raid siren?
Oh, stop, Frank. What's wrong with you?
It's like liquid earplug.
Fill her up.
There you go.
Let me tell you something, Frank. I put all of this together with nothing but love and a flashlight. While everybody else is trying to make the best of it, you have to be a mean old grouch.
Finished, or do I need to get a refill?
Oh, I'm finished, all right. I'm finished with you.
Here's something you don't get on vacation.
Heads up, coming through. Amy.
Robert.
What are you doing here?
I was the ride to the airport, but then the weather...
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised I ended up here myself, because usually, you know, Friday night's party night.
How about the wood? Yeah, mule.
Amy, how's Gianni?
Why, did he say something?
Did he say he broke up with me? Because the truth is, it was totally mutual.
Oh.
Actually, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. We had fun for a while, but it turns out he's awful and afraid to be happy.
I'm sorry, dear. Tucking his shirt.
Get the hell out of here. Oops.
You know what I was thinking, what this reminds me of?
Something sad and cold and boring?
No, silly, no. It reminds me of our old New Year's Eve parties. Remember, Frank? Back when people could stand you?
Yeah.
I remember the first time I got to stay up with the adults. It was fun, my first grown-up party.
Yeah. I remember those. I remember that was the first time that I danced with a girl. Linda Visaki. Oh, I remember I worked up a dance move ahead of time. Oh, God, I thought I was so cool.
What? Show it to us.
Oh, yeah, come
no,
on.
No, 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 no,
my brother lives here. My brother get down.
Go show it.
All right. I think it went something like this. Here I go.
Yeah, I remember Linda was institutionalized the very next day.
I don't remember you tearing up the dance floor back then, big man.
Let me tell you, I had the move, Scruffy. Yeah.
Do your dancing, Robbie.
Yeah, show it. Come on.
Let's see.
Let's see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like a happy buffalo.
No, that's the problem of your generation. You only think you can dance.
You're just jealous, Dad, because you want a piece of that, huh?
Get out of here with that.
Don't fight it.
Let me show you something. Let me show you something. Marie?
What?
Get up. Get over here.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, Frank, this is wonderful.
Take it easy.
Oh, isn't that great?
That's wonderful.
Take notes. This is how it's done.
Okay.
Whoa, not bad there, old man.
Look at you. You ever have a guy dance with you like this?
Never.
May I, Marie? I think I can do some good here.
Okay, but just for a second.
Don't worry about a thing, Amy. You're in good hands.
This is wonderful, Frank.
Okay, it's my turn again.
Please, Marie, she's waited her whole life for this.
Oh, all right, boys, one of you boys, dance with me.
All right, come on.
Hey, get lonely over here.
I got something for you, too.
No, I want Frank.
Amy, do you mind?
Not at all. Thank you so much.
All right, watch the hands there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking to Deborah.
Okay, Frank's got Deborah, and I'm going to dance with you, and everyone else pair up however you want.
Oh, Frank, this is just great.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah. God, I can't believe I'm actually having a good time with you.
What?
What? No, no, I just meant... You know.
No, no, I don't know.
Oh, Frank, come on, come on. Frank, no, it's just, you know, normally you're, I don't know. It's like, on a night like this, I thought I would be searching for the escape hatch, you know. Oh, Frank, come on. Hey. Frank, no, no, this is nice. Where are you going? No, Frank, don't go. You know, I'm going to go out there and talk to him, try to get him to come back inside. I can't believe I said that.
I can.
What?
Oh, nothing.
No, what, Marie?
Well, dear, we all knew that eventually one of those thoughts would slip out.
One of what thoughts?
Well, you know, that you think you're better than us.
What?
Better than who, exactly? Just you and Dad, or all of us?
All of us.
Marie, I said something stupid to Frank, but that doesn't mean I think I'm better than him.
Methinks thou doth protest.
Oh, don't say methinks thou doth protest too much.
All right, I won't say it. But methinks it.
I don't know, Ma. I think you're making way too big of a deal out of this.
Yeah, what she said to Dad, she was just surprised how different he was acting. He was all delightful and...
kind of sexy. I don't know anymore.
Well, I've always been aware of this feeling of superiority, and now that you've made it so obvious, maybe it's best if I'm the one to go out and get that dear man.
Dear man? Something's loose.
Wait a minute, Marie. I can't believe you, of all people, are accusing me of acting superior.
Here, here you go.
I don't want that.
All right.
It's all right, dear. I understand. You grew up in an upper-class family. You went to a private school, a fancy college. And that's not who we are at all. I mean, Robbie didn't even go to college.
Always enjoy when we could bring that up out of the blue.
And it's natural for you once in a while to think, oh, those lower, middle-class Barones.
Marie!
It's okay, dear. You can't help it. It's in your blood.
I grew up in Connecticut, for God's sakes, not Buckingham Palace.
You see? Now, why you'd even think to refer to Buckingham Palace?
Hey, listen.
Oh, come on, you two. Don't make a thing. Just get to the hog and have a sandwich.
Wait a minute. Do we always see eye to eye? No, but that's because we're different. Not because I think I'm better. Just different. And you have to remember, you're the tight-knit family. I was the outsider. And I've always thought that in most ways, I was the same as you guys. But I guess... well, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm going to go get Frank.
Come on.
What?
Come on. We're just different than you. We're like the front porch of the nut house.
Hey.
How could you not think you're better than us? It would be weird if you didn't.
Raymond!
No, I'm just trying to prove your point, Ma, because you're right.
Well, okay then.
No, she's not right. Ray, what is wrong with you?
As if you don't know.
Wait, are you drunk?
Don't be preposterous.
No, you are.
No, he's fine. Go ahead, Raymond. You were saying I was right or something.
You don't think you're better. You're not better than Frank Barone. You think that my father, a known baboon's ass, is your equal.
Yes.
You guys buy that?
It does seem a little hard to believe.
Frank is disgusting.
I thought he was sexy, so I got my own problems. Look, we all know Frank can be gross. That doesn't mean I'm better.
No? How about Robert?
Hey, wait, look.
No, Robert, let him draw. Go ahead.
Robert's weird. He doesn't like to go out to eat because he has a fear of busboys. He can't carry his dollar bills facing each other because it'd be like they're kissing.
That's just quirky.
Yeah, quirky. He separates his good and plenties into goods and plenties. Right? Which one is which again?
Never mind.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
The pinks are the goods. and the whites are the plenties. Because there's always more of them. And they're not as good. And then there's a third category of irregulars.
And they're called...
cuties.
I rest my case.
Very good. Now do me, Raymond.
Where do I begin? Judgmental, childish, meddlesome, a world-class Budinsky. I mean... You don't think you're better than this?
No, I do not.
Now she's just being stubborn.
Hey, what about you, Raymond? You're bad, too.
Listen, I might be the worst. Deborah's got to live with me day in and day out for the rest of her life.
Not too thrilled about that right now.
Do you remember about a week ago, you came home and I was supposed to be babysitting or something, and I was just zonked out on the couch with the TV going. And I had pizza sauce kind of all down my chest, which wouldn't have been that bad if I had been wearing a shirt. Or eating pizza. And do you remember how I greeted you that day? Hey, baby. Kids are asleep, and I'm halfway to Naked Town. Population? Me.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. What do you want me to say? That I'm better than you? Fine. I am better.
I was right.
Yep. Yep, you got me. You know what? I was never sure if it was true, but this tonight, I really have to thank you all. Because you've made it crystal clear. You're all nuts.
Good job, man.
That was wonderful.
So you're happy that I think I'm better than you?
Not happy. I'm just glad we got this out. It's good to know. And now we know.
And now we know. And now we sit. Because we know.
I really need a vacation. Hey, Frank. Nice shot.
Back in the day, I could take out the window of a milk truck at 30 yards.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry about what I said before. I really didn't mean it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, I was mad about our trip, and I hurt your feelings. Listen, if it's any consolation, it's been horrible in there since you left.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. You know, I guess I got mad because I always thought it was you and me against all of them in there.
What?
I mean, like, you and me were not like them, you know?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Maybe.
No. Trust me, we're not like them. They're loonies.
Enough already with this music. It's making me feel dusty. Oh my God, yes, yes, I love this song! Jump on! Remember when they played this in the policeman's ball?
They'll wear themselves out, then the floor is all ours.
Tomorrow is Love Eternal. Patrick Swayze makes a believer out of Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost. Then she walked out of the streets and into his life. Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Spend Saturday night at the movies tomorrow starting at 6, only on the WB 11.